Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Morning Mess.
Here are your options. Are you team crazy or are you team cool? This is, I'll have to deal with Gina. I will go on the record and said, I'm team cool.
Okay, thanks, Joey, for being on my side, because I'm team crazy over here. It is about me, but mostly my husband, Bryce. He is an adrenaline junkie, and he's also very accident prone. And the latest thing that he bought is what's called an electric unicycle. It's one giant wheel. It's like 16 inches. And you straddle the wheel, and then you lean forward, and it just goes. It's kind of like those hoverboards, but it's just one wheel instead of two.
Right.
It's 16 inches of a wheel. Isn't that like a standard car?
Yeah, it's a pretty big wheel, and it goes pretty fast. And I have a lot of concerns here because he's a stay-at-home dad. So I know this man's going to fall off because he's accident-prone. I know he's going to break a bone. And then what? What do we do with our babies? We have a 2-year-old and a 9-month-old that he is in charge of while I'm here with you guys. And I just feel like this is a bad idea. I think it's crazy.
I just like your husband a lot, man. To stay at home, dad, if this is going to be his one thing he does when you get home from work, long days, and he wants to have that little hobby of doing this. Mm-hmm. I am team so cool with this. But I'm going to hear from Anish and Carla up next. Morning Messengers. He's a stay at home dad, like Gina says. Is this crazy for him to do, or is this totally cool? He totally deserves this. Anish, Gina, Carla, yours truly, Joey Boy, asking you, Morning Messengers, to give us a call right now, 833-730-6377. Are you team crazy or are you team cool, Gina?
Yeah, so my husband, Bryce, is kind of an adrenaline junkie. He always likes to have these different electric vehicles. His latest one is called an electric unicycle. It's one giant wheel. It's like the size of an actual car wheel, and it goes 30 miles an hour.
Right.
Also important to know, my husband's a klutz, and he hurts himself often. There's always ER trips and stitches, and there was even a point where he wanted me to learn how to do stitches to save us money. So just so you really know, I'm not being dramatic here. I think that he's going to fall off this thing, break a leg, or worse, and he is a stay-at-home dad for our two little babies. He has to be responsible for them, so I think he's crazy, and he should not have this electric unicycle. But I know, Joey, you think it's cool. He thinks it's cool.
I think it's really, really cool. Carly, what do you think?
I think it's cool, too. Look, it's his hobby. It's what he wants to do. It's his free and me time. And so, is it a little dangerous? Yeah, but who doesn't like to live life on the edge, you know?
Yeah, it's nice on the edge. What if he falls over? And that's what's going to happen. So team crazy all the way, girl. You right. Because
you
need somebody to take care of the kids.
Thank you. And just so y'all know, I have told him, like, I'm putting a lot of faith in you guys. If you say it's team crazy, we're going to sell this thing. So help me out, please.
We got to call Bryce this morning. So hopefully after 7 o'clock, we text him, see if he can jump on the air with us. And we could talk about this as well. But we're asking you to give us a call. What are your thoughts? Is this crazy or cool? Looks like we got Sam on the line. Sam, you team crazy or cool? What are your thoughts?
Well, that's the thing, is that he's a parent. And as a parent, you have to put your kids' needs before your wants.
So you're team crazy.
I'm saying that you can't tell him that.
I agree.
But the thing is I'd be like, think about these consequences. And honestly, this may be a very painful lesson that he has to learn. I mean, I'm a nanny. I've been a nanny for a long time. So if you need help with the kiddos, like...
Have you ever fallen off a unicycle?
I've never even gotten on a unicycle.
You're right.
Exactly. So sometimes in life, you got to risk it to get the biscuit. I am all about about Bryce trying to risk it to get his dad biscuits. And Nanny, if you want to join, let's all get unicycles. I think this is so cool.
What?
There's certain, you only live once.
I mean, I think that he has to think it through. Like, he is an adult. He is a parent. I was a social worker for a while. And I saw over and over again parents putting themselves before their kids' needs. And taking, being able to take care of your child.
He needs to feel his age. If he feels like he's 15 this weekend, let him live.
There's other ways, safer ways that he can do that.
Like what? Monopoly? Yeah. What, like, are we doing here? Let this man live.
For real though, what you guys should do, you guys should go to the air tunnel. That's like skydiving.
That's
like,
cool, but he wants to do an electric unicycle.
And no. Like, here's the thing. Just because he's a parent doesn't mean he can't have fun anymore. There's so many things parents do that's considered dangerous. I think this is fine. He's got to be safe with it. Put on a helmet and let's roll.
Do you know my husband?
I mean,
you said
make
be
a
safe.
Motorcycle helmet to save his face. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I definitely will agree. If he jumps on this, he is going to get a motorcycle helmet with, like, the face shield and all that good stuff. But, like, that's not going to protect the rest of his body.
Well, I mean, but the thing is that if he's going 30 miles an hour, like, the worst thing that will happen is he'll get some gnarly road rash. Like, I used to have a motorcycle.
Girl, bye. Yeah. 30 miles per hour is the speed a car can go in, and you could get into an accident that way. This is too much for me. Gina has thought this through. It's a no for me, dog.
But he's an adult. You can't control him.
Yeah.
Just like he can't control you, because how would you feel if you were the one who wanted to do something? Is like, oh no.
See, but the great thing about me is I would never. So my husband doesn't have to worry about that.
Okay, do you want him to control how you do your hair, how you dress?
Oh, point, Sam.
If how I was dressing and how I was doing my hair would somehow endanger my children, yeah, I think he has a say in
that. It's
not
endangering your children.
This is apples to oranges. You can't compare it like that at all. He can literally break all of his limbs on this device that he bought.
Let's be honest here. There are a lot worse things. I mean, my thing is like, you need to be an adrenaline junkie within a controlled manner.
Yeah, you know? He's not, like, jumping out of a plane without a parachute.
Exactly.
Maybe you talk to him like, babe, let's not do 30 miles. Maybe we can do 15, 20. Can we just compromise a little bit?
He's 100% going to hurt himself. He does it all the time.
That's
Joey,
true.
You know.
That's true. So once again, Sam, are you team crazy or team cool?
I mean, I'm cool because I don't want to be controlled, so I don't want to control
team cool. There you go.
Okay,
it took a while, but we got there.
Sam's going to give me free nannying services is what she's saying if my husband breaks his legs.
There you go.
I mean, maybe a date night, but not full.
A date night. Not full.
She's like, I know my words.
There you go, Sam. We appreciate the call.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Bye, love.
Have a great day, you guys.
Don't tell us what to do. Okay, so
833-730-6377.
You think this is crazy or cool? And we're going to try to get Gina's husband, Bryce, on the line. All right, that's all coming up next. Morning Mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Asking the question this morning, do you think this is crazy, cool, or just crazy? Gina, your husband has a new hobby.
Yeah, he does, and it's riding this electric unicycle. Now, there's a picture of it at the Morning Mess on our Instagram. You got to see it. It's just this giant wheel that you kind of just straddle, and you lean forward, and it goes. It's like those hoverboards, but just with one wheel. They're really fast,
right,
and they're very dangerous.
Now, you don't want them to have this because he has stay-at-home dad. He might get hurt, and you know, obviously you got kids to take care of.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing here. Like, look, if our kids are grown and they don't need you, they're not babies, then that's fine. If you get hurt, they'll be okay. But right now, like, you're their caregiver. I mean, you got to be safe.
I love this. I think it's so cool.
I think it's super cool. And plus, Maeve is already two. Yeah, no, basically a grown adult.
What?
Carla's like, at two, I was flipping tortillas with my hands.
Wow. Baby Shep is not even one yet.
And
he needs to keep it together for the baby. And, you know, for himself, too.
True. All right, let's call Bryce because I want to get his side of this as well, why he got one, and let him defend himself. Let's call him.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, Mr. Dangerous himself, Gina's husband, Bryce.
Hey.
My God.
Hi there.
Hey, good morning, Evel Knievel.
Oh, my God, Joey.
You are goals, Bryce. Don't let anybody, including your wife, tell you different.
Hi, good morning, babe.
Good morning.
So, you know, we were going to talk this morning about your electric unicycle and how I think it's pretty crazy, but you think it's pretty cool.
It's the coolest.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's why we're calling, because I guess it's important to hear your side of the story or whatever. So,
I guess.
Why did you buy it? Why do you love it?
I bought it because it's amazing.
Yes.
And I love it Because you just fly around everywhere.
Wait, you fly? Well, this thing lets you fly? Are you the person at LAX in a jetpack?
Not literally, but like you're almost Marty McFly.
Right. Back to the Future reference gets cooler.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you ever like put both arms out like you're flapping, or like that scene in Titanic, like you feel like you're on top of the world, you're rolling around your unicycle?
Yeah, I feel like it just wraps its arms around my waist.
Oh my gosh.
In the wind.
I'm telling you, this is the coolest thing ever. Bryce, I'm team cool. I know we're having the debate and listeners are calling in. By the way, keep calling 833-730-6377. Carly, you're taking up all the comments and votes right now. How are we looking?
You know, I'm team cool, so I'm going to say that's how it's looking.
What in the world? Let me look.
Well, you got Anish hating here and siding with your wife. Anish, why, we're going to get back to Bryce, but why don't you think this is cool?
Listen, okay. Now, as a young person, I understand that when you're younger, your body can recover a lot quicker.
Are you calling Bryce old?
I'm saying that, Bryce, you might be a little bit older than 22 years of age, and you got kids to take care of. What happens if you get injured? Listen, if you go, I was on YouTube right now, and you just look up electric unicycle accident, the results are out of control. I was watching one of the videos on mute, sir.
Have you seen car crashes?
Oh my God.
I have.
They're very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Do you have a seatbelt or an airbag on your electric unicycle?
As an ejection seat.
it gets cooler.
Wait, it does not. What are you talking about?
I thought it really did. Bryce, okay, let's get down to this electric unicycle. How fast does this go?
I can go like 30.
Have you been 30 miles an hour on it, or you haven't?
No.
Not yet.
No, it gets scary.
How fast have you gone on this?
Well, I've gone like 20 miles an hour.
20, okay, it's up there. Now, let me play devil's advocate for Gina here.
Thank you.
Have you, baby Maybe, your beautiful daughter, she's two. Have you tried to ride it with her on it, or?
What?
No.
You wouldn't admit that, would you? Yeah.
Sir, you better never not. Like, no. No.
She would be the coolest baby, though.
Right.
Could you imagine baby riding a unicycle?
Oh, no.
Now, is this just for fun, or you can literally, because I've been researching this as well, Bryce, this is something that they're using overseas already. Like, people use these to go to work and go to the corner store. Are you using it for those purposes as well?
Yeah. No, I went to the store yesterday. It's literally, like a little vehicle.
Did you get cranberry juice and just roll around video recording yourself?
Because
I need to do that.
You need to. I don't know, Gina. This is the coolest thing ever.
I think you need to not, because one thing that no one's talked about is how accident-prone my husband is. You get hurt all the time. I mean, really, honestly, what are you going to do if baby Mavie and Shepherd need you and you got a broken foot?
I'll be fine.
You'll just be fine. Okay. Well, you sound confident and sure. So, Bryce, if you're so sure that you're going to be okay, I'm going to hit you with a little ultimatum here.
Okay.
If the listeners vote that this is crazy and they side with me, you're going to sell your electric unicycle.
Oh.
Sell?
Yep. Get rid of it. Gone. But on the flip side, if they say it's cool, I'll back off and you'll get to keep it.
How about I just have legs? Write it, like, write tickets. I only get one right away.
What? You know, I'm not mad at that idea, to be honest.
No. Wait, here's another question. How much was this thing?
I bought it secondhand.
Okay.
So I got a deal. So I paid like $700.
Oh, $700 for a uni. How much are they brand new?
The one I got is new is like $14.
Oh my gosh. The deal is the deal. If they say it's crazy, you're selling it, okay? If they say it's cool, I'll shut up and you can keep it.
Morning Messenger, it's time to get your vote on. The ultimatum has been made to Gina's husband, Bryce. If you're team cool, he keeps the electric unicycle, which goes 120 miles per hour. If you think it's cool, he keeps it, all right? We're going to decide that. Bryce, hold on the line. We're going to share these results with you, okay, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Morning Mess. Okay, it's the Morning Mess. Happy Thursday morning to you and yours. It's your guy, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
I cannot wait for these results. We told you to drop a comment at the Morning Mess on IG. Gina's husband, Bryce, has just Well, your husband's on the line. Let's talk to Bryce here. Bryce, you purchased a what now?
Hey there. An electric unicycle.
That's the cool. I didn't even think these things were real.
So explain, like, what that is, because everyone thinks of the traditional unicycle, but yours is definitely not that.
No, it's more of like a wheel. I mean, you just a wheel with like pedals on its axle. So you just kind of straddle the wheel.
But it's electric, so it just goes. You don't have to pedal anything. You just lean forward.
Yeah, like a Segway.
Coolest thing ever.
It sounds awesome. Like, right. I want to ride one of these right. now.
But like, even when you ride a Segway, you're supposed to put a helmet on. Like, obviously, even yeah. those are dangerous.
Yeah, of course. Got to wear a helmet.
Bryce, you're wearing a helmet?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, he's wearing a helmet. Listen, it doesn't matter because Gina just gave her husband, because we love these, ultimatum. We love the ultimatum. Now, oh, we're Joey. Basing this on our morning messengers, our faithful listeners here, whether this is crazy cool or just crazy, period. If it's too crazy for our listeners and they agree with Gina that you're a stay-at-home dad, you got two little ones to watch, you might get injured and can't watch them as you have been, or is this cool, you totally deserve this. Based on this, whether you sell this thing or you stick with it, both parties agree to this, right?
Yes, we agree to this.
All right, you're going to stick with the results, Bryce?
Yeah.
Okay. Carla, you want to share the results?
We asked you at the morning mess if you were team crazy or cool. And after tallying everything up, the winner is team cool.
Wait a minute.
Wow. So yeah. No one cares about my babies and their stay-at-home dad.
I got next. That's all I know. I got next.
Hold on. Let me look at these
votes. Bryce, you keep the electric unicycle, man.
Yes.
Great. So you get to keep it. That's fun.
Bryce, at one point, can you teach me how to ride this thing?
Yeah, let's go for a ride. Yes. That greenbelt's awesome to ride up and down.
Yes.
We can duo it up in a couple weeks.
In a couple weeks?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Gina doesn't know this yet. Oh, last night I took it out for a little bit of a ride. But I totally broke my big toe.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious? You haven't even had it for a week.
That's the learning curve.
The learning curve? Bryce, wait. This is exactly why you're not supposed to have it.
Wait, you broke your toe?
Yeah, I smacked it into a curb so hard.
Oh my
Bryce.
God!
Oh my God!
You know what?
God.
You could have led with this whole conversation before. Okay, well, joking aside, you really broke your toe.
Like legit, yeah. I think I'm like 90% sure.
How are you walking with the babies? I don't understand. Do I need to come home? You're not joking with me right now?
No, not serious.
Why are you laughing?
You don't have to yell at me.
Notice how he's keeping his cool, hence
y'all feel now, Joe?
I turn my foot sideways and walk on the side.
Okay, the side. Well, I think I'm jumping off this unicycle train. You know,
a week. This is exactly why you didn't even have your little boots on, huh? Because you're supposed to have those special boots so you don't break your...
I had a helmet on.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad your head's not broken. This is awesome. You know we just spent Bryce? $700 on the inside. Right. We got the medical bills. And this is fantastic.
Bryce,
thanks.
We're going to put you on hold so you can talk to the wife off the air. I think you got a little situation work out there. Listen, man. Yeah, you were right, Anish. Carla's crazy.
What about
I don't know what Carla was thinking about. Man, Carla and Bryce, am I right? Okay, so listen, we got the staycation set up. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Kelsey. She's actually calling for her friend. Because her friend, I guess, makes bad choices in life, like Bryce. She thinks her friend's boyfriend, David, is cheating after hearing a Tinder notification on her friend's boyfriend's phone.
Oh.
So, obviously, best friend. Oh, Gina, you okay?
No. No.
So
all right. Bryce, your wife wants to talk to you on line 5, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on, buddy.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.